Blog Talk Radio.
Creator of the Clown Time Sports Blog, bringing you through the Clown Minute. And I've been a bit on a bit of a break lately, but that's because I did fun things such as celebrate my 40th birthday in Mexico. And needless to say, I'm a little sad to be away from Mexico in the Mayan Rivera. I'm glad to be back and in the saddle. But at any rate, if you want to find my sports blog, check me out on the web. Just do a little type it in. It's called www.theclowntimes.net. That's clown spelled with a K, by the way. And you can do the same thing on Facebook. Just do a search for The Clown Times to be able to find me. We're going to have a little special treat for you tonight. We're going to be talking some baseball. Just having the little season in review, if you will, and talk a little bit about the playoffs. On the line tonight is it's a very special person who's making her Clown Hour debut. She's our little in-house baseball expert. So give it up to my homegirl, Lauren Wood. You can find her on Twitter at Lauren is Live. Lauren, what's up? Welcome to the Clown Hour.
What's up, Scott? Thanks for having me. It's my first time doing a podcast, so so bear with me, people.
Be very afraid. Be very, very, very afraid. No, I'm just playing with you. before we...
It is October. Like,
yeah, it is October. You're right. I don't think I need a costume and just be the big, scary black man and just come jump to the phone and terrorize you. at any rate, white people be very afraid. But anyway... before we get into the actual review of the Major League Baseball season and the playoffs, just talk to us, as this is your first time on the podcast, just talk to us about, you know, who you are, where you're from, and what in the hell got you into baseball. So, here you go.
I hail from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've been a baseball fan, I would say since birth, but... probably since I could, you know, start watching TV or start listening to the radio. I've been a Reds fan, you know, my whole life. So I've been in the sports my whole life, too. Really haven't played a whole lot of sports, but I'm a great sports watcher. So I'm just a huge, huge fan of baseball and the NFL and basketball, pretty much. Those are my sports. Boxing a little bit, but... not too much anymore.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel on that. Well, I think everyone's turned off boxing now. But anyway, since Cincinnati, so basically, you know, you're having a decent, well, kind of a sad end to the baseball season. But, you know, overall, you know, it was just pretty good. You know, the Reds made the postseason technically. And, you know, even though they failed a little bit at the playing game, you know, they still made the playoffs. But what went wrong? I know that they were on the road earlier than, you know, they were overtaken by St. Louis and Pittsburgh. And mm-hmm. It seemed like they couldn't get over the hump. So what just – can you ask me, what the hell happened?
What the hell happened? First of all, we did have, you know, a really good regular season. Got to give it up to the Reds for that. But like many Cincinnati teams, we somehow find ways to lose when – it comes down to the postseason. We played St. Louis and the Pirates so many times that, you know, we definitely knew everybody's, you know, playbook and everything. So I just kind of think it was one of those things where we peaked and we faltered, you know, at the wrong time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we, you know, I went to the last game where we actually won, where Mesoraco hit that walk off, and after that, I mean, we lost every single game since then. So that was last Monday, the 23rd of September was our last win. So basically, man, I'm not gonna blame it on any one person. Now, I know a lot of people are probably going to try to blame it on Dusty, but, you know, from watching the game last night, man, they were just, they seemed really nervous, they seemed really tight, they seemed really tense, and, I mean, the atmosphere in Pittsburgh was crazy. I mean, those fans were, I mean, it was definitely, it's going to be Halloween all October if they keep playing well. You know, people are going to be dressed up in all types of pirate outfits,
right,
all over Pittsburgh, I'm guessing, but we just we couldn't hit, man. We couldn't hit, and then once our pitching went, that's it. You know, it's a wrap. So I don't know what we need to do for next year, man. I don't know. Maybe get a new batting coach or something. I don't know.
Well, let me just say this. I think the first thing that comes on top of my head is the fact that y'all need to learn how to beat the Brewers and the Cubs. I mean, you guys had games against the Brewers and the Cubs down the stretch. I'm thinking, okay, you know, the Reds might just moonwalk their way through these series. Yet you lose those series. You almost get your asses swept by the Cubs at home.
Yeah.
I think you might have gotten swept by the Cubs at home. I'm not too sure. But basically, that you guys have, you know, caused y'all to lose precious ground on the Cardinals. Because I felt at the time you played Pittsburgh early in the year, when you won that series, I thought that you guys were on the way to surpassing Pittsburgh and on the way to taking back the division from St. Louis. But alas, like I said, you know, I think y'all were allergic to Chicago for some reason. so
it's those easy teams, you know, that those easy wins where you, I don't know, maybe you think you're just gonna walk in and win the game, but you know, you don't. You have to, you know, you have to play the game on the field. You can't play it on paper. So,
right.
I mean, we could, you know, we lost to the Mets. You know,
that's almost, right. I forgot about that.
Almost every game. So, you know, it was just the intensity. I think the intensity really wasn't there towards the end of the season. And you know, maybe some people were slumping in terms of hitting, and then you know, Arroyo kind of hit a, I don't know what happened to Arroyo towards the end, and Matt Latos, he had a couple of bad games, I think, towards the end. And we had one game where he pitched really well towards the end, but, again, we didn't hit. So we got to get those bats together when we need those bats, because your pitching is not going to be A-plus every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but everybody can't be in the hitting slump at the same time. I mean, that can't happen when you're going into the postseason. So, props to Pittsburgh.
Right.
They whooped up on us. They whooped up on us, and their fans definitely clowned us too. So, man.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't know what type of social it is, but if you're so used to get your ass beat every year, and then all of a sudden you just have that one breakthrough through year, you don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what Pittsburgh Pirates fans are experiencing right now.
They're living it up, so they need to do that as long as they can, because, you know, who knows the next time you get to cheer for your team in the postseason. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and it goes to show that, you know, Major League Baseball is one of those playoffs, including hockey, that is so hard to get back there, because there's only a few teams that are eligible in baseball. And just, it's not a given. It's not guaranteed every year, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, so going back to what you said earlier, you know, that the Reds didn't have the intensity that they needed, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, by the way, from watching them. Do you think that's a Uncle Dusty problem? For not having them ready and the intensity being off?
The I mean, Dusty, he's laid back. And, you know, I mean, everybody has a different personality. But
right.
I feel like you can't blame everything on the manager. I mean, the players on the field have to play the game, and the manager shouldn't have to get you up to play for a playoff game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or a wild card game. I mean, you got to lay it all out there. And I just felt like they were pressing, you know, almost like they hadn't been there before, or maybe like they had been there before and they were scared to lose. Maybe that was,
right.
you know, more the case than what I said first. But I don't think it's Dusty per se, all by himself. You can't blame the man for his personality. He's laid back. You know what I mean? But
yes.
I mean, he's been a good manager for San Francisco. He was a good manager for the Cubs. But, you know, it's up to the players on the field to win the game. And you can't
right.
Players can't make excuses by blaming it on the manager. Like I said, I think that we made a pitching coach change a few years back, and I think that really helped us. And, you know, I think that they might need a new batting coach, switch some things up, you know, bring some old players back. Which I think they may have done in spring training. You know, bring some old players back that know how to hit. You know, just spice it up a little bit so we know what to do when it's time to pull the trigger, you know?
Right. I feel that. So basically, one more thing about your Reds before we get to what happened in the regular season is with the other teams.
Sure.
What do you think in your mind as a Reds fan needs to happen in order to maybe do a little bit better next year, as in win a division, and get the hell out of the wild card spot next season?
I think our pitching is pretty good. I think Cueto, you know, Dusty was saying he's the ace, and I definitely think last year he was the ace. But I think that our pitching may need a little bit of a tune-up. You know, Arroyo's getting kind of old, so we probably need to slide somebody else up in there. But I think our pitching is going to be okay. I think our bats, like I said, man, they're good when they're good, but we can't be – everybody can't slump at the same time. So if we can – somehow bring some different techniques to, you know, to our batters. I think Dusty did a great job with switching the lineup up this year. I think that really helped us get wins. But it's a mindset, you know, the postseason, it's about a mindset. And you can't just flip that switch when you think you need to, you know what I mean? It has to
right.
be on all the time. And maybe they just need some new people, a few new people in, you know, the coaching staff or the locker room, I don't know, the clubhouse, I mean, to bring that intensity that I think they're missing. So that's what I think they need. There's some new hitting techniques and some more intensity.
Right, I hear you. Well, it's, you know, technically they had a successful season, but, you know, the fall short expectations, so who the hell knows, right? But
right.
on a better note, I must give you props on the regular season prediction, particularly with the Boston Red Sox. I mean, not many people had to win the division this year. A lot of people like
right.
me had them dead F in last place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell did you see in those cats that made you think that they were going to win a division, let alone, like, have the best record of all of damn baseball?
Well, you know, this is when I had a lot of time to focus on baseball in spring training. But, I mean, I was just looking at, you know, I looked at their pitchers. You know, I saw they had Lester, they got Lackey, they got, you know, Buchholz, they got Peavy. And you know, pitching, good pitching is gonna beat, you know, good hitting every time. At least
right.
that's what they say. So I knew they had great pitchers, and I looked at who they had, you know, coming up to bat, and, you know, they got Victorino, they got Napoli, you know what I mean? Of course, they got Big Poppy, Pedroia, Ellsbury was coming back. So, you know, I was just like, and they had some, I think they had some, they got some rookies that came up from, I forget what that cat's name was, Bradley. He came up from the minors and sort of gave him a spark. And then, of course, they changed their manager. And so I just thought, hey, you know, I look at the rest of the East, and I said they got a fighting chance. And so they just ended up at the top of my list, and I knew it was a long shot, but who knew they were going to make it to the top and pretty much run away with it. So.
Right, they did. They definitely ran away with it. They weren't even talented here.
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, they definitely lucked out with the Yankees kind of being, hampered in all types of areas.
Yes, Lord, yes.
But, I mean, the Yankees did the best they could, but they made their way to almost the bottom of that division. I never bought into the Blue Jays. I didn't know what people were talking about at the beginning of the season with the Blue Jays because I saw their pitching was crap, and I never really bought into the knuckleballer either. His name
DJ
is escaping me, right?
Yeah, DJ Dickey.
Yeah. I never bought into him. Boston, and I'm gonna skip ahead, but I think that. I think they might win it all. I really do.
Unfortunately, you might be right.
Yeah, I know you're a Yankees fan, right?
Yes, it's painful,
yeah.
It's very painful. Let me tell you something, sister. First of all, I was so dead fucking wrong about the Red Sox. I mean, a lot of people were, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of people were. But I had them finishing dead last because I thought that they were still mentally abused from the disaster that was Bobby Valentine last season. And I was one of the dumbasses who bought into the Toronto Blue Jays hype a little bit. I had them getting one of the wild card spots. I didn't have them win the division. Wasn't that crazy? But I had Baltimore winning the East. You know, Tampa getting one of the wild card, the other wild card spot. And the thing was is that Baltimore came down to earth a little bit. Now, granted, they still had a technically successful season. They finished over 500. But I think those Cats and the Angels should finish as a two-way tie for the most disappointing team this past season. The Angels, they pour a lot of money into the boy, Josh Hamilton, who turned out to have space trouble in Texas. And I don't know what Albert Pujols was taking. I don't know if it was all of a sudden in St. Louis, but the dude looks like Fred Sanford. You know, he has aches and pains. I'm waiting for him to get his ass to the batter's box and start pushing his head and say, Elizabeth, come to join me. He's like an old man. I mean, he's like an old-ass man. I mean, granted, he's not older than me. I'm 40. But I'm not that kooky like he is. And they're just a damn disaster. I mean, it's just a total cesspool of talent, man. Just total waste. So do you have any other disappointments? Were teams disappointed you this past season? Maybe it's the Angels as well. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
You're breaking up a little bit on my line. I'm not sure if it's you. Or if it's me.
Okay.
But it started breaking up when you were talking.
Oh, pardon me. I'm in one place now. Getting cell phone. Okay. You hear me now?
Talk a little bit more. So.
Okay.
It's still breaking up.
Okay.
I can hear you a little bit better right now. You're breaking up against my bed.
Okay, let me say it one spot. This, ladies and gentlemen, is called general reception. You try to get in that one spot and stay in that one spot,
here, but you're like, you're going in and out.
Okay. So you do the best you can with who was your disappointment.
Yeah, I'm still here. Well, you're still breaking up. I don't know if I should hang
okay.
up and call
okay.
back.
No, that's okay. If the line drops, just call back in. I'm gonna try one more thing.
Okay.
How about here? How about now? Can you try it now or?
It's still breaking up. It's still breaking up. I wonder if I should just hang up and call back.
All right, you do that. I'll just be here.
Okay.
All right, we're in a little bit of a difficulties at the moment, but Lauren's going to try another line and call back in. Hopefully it's not my line.
There you go.
So,
there you come back. Now
okay.
you came back.
I'm back. Okay, good. Okay, good. Cool. All right.
I don't know
Let's
what
try it again,
now.
Boys and girls. Let's try it again. All right, so basically, we're talking about disappointments. So, do you have any disappointments this season? Yeah, cool.
Yes, I do have some disappointments. I was drinking the Kool-Aid with the Angels. I don't know what I was thinking about at all, but they were a total disappointment. They definitely need to make some moves before next year. But to me, I think the biggest disappointment, because the Angels, they were kind of crappy from the start. I think the biggest contender that was a disappointment for me was probably the Washington Nationals. Because they were, they could have taken that. I mean, not that they could have taken the division. I mean, the Braves are, really good, but they definitely could have fought the Braves down the stretch, and they just all season they were just kind of mediocre for the Nationals. You know, it was definitely a down season from last year. There was so much. I was in DC when they were doing all that, having all that stuff last year, and so I think that was probably the biggest disappointment of the season for me in terms of who was gonna, who was gonna contend at the end.
Right. I'll tell you what. I live in D.C. as you know,
yeah.
in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And the thing is I was here last year when they had won the 98 games. Everyone was knowing them as the next best thing, despite the fact that they choked away. It's a division series against the Cardinals, but we won't hold that against them. But the thing is that people are people are hyping all over the Nationals this past offseason. Swore up and down they're going to be able to do it. Hell, I was one of the cats who thought that they were going to win the division and go all the way, almost all the way anyway. And, it's just a little bit of everything happened. Injuries, inconsistent play. And maybe the expectations got to them. I mean, they were a bit tighter than they were last year, when everything was more free-flowing because no one expected them to do anything last year. They were like a sorry-ass team headed into last season, and they took everybody by surprise, and now that they had expectations, it just seemed like they weren't ready,
Yeah. That could have been it. I think injuries definitely, played a role there. And then, of course, with Gonzalez, there was that, PED speculation at the beginning of the season, too.
Right.
think they kind of hovered over a few teams, actually. So,
right.
But they, the Braves, I think, were going to take the division anyway. You know what I mean? Or they were going to take the East anyway.
Right.
So, even if you guys would have gotten a wild card spot, I think you would have gotten beat anyway. So,
what do you think? Just slide it in there. I got you.
No disrespect, but the Braves just kind of ran away with it.
yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah, I know. My sister-in-law is happy about that, but at any rate. it's good, but I want to jump back. We touched on it a little bit, the Yankees, speaking of disappointments. You know, teams that never really did have a chance to do anything, you know what I'm saying, like the doom from the start. It's like we were a mass unit. I say we because I'm a Yankees fan, but we were a damn mass unit in spring training. Okay, you had Curtis Granderson was out for a good chunk of the season, started the season with an injury. Mark Teixeira never did get right from his injury in the preseason. Of course, Derek Jeter was still hurting all year. And, of course, that one bastard, a.k.a. A-Squad, I mean, Alex Rodriguez, you know, got his ass in trouble with his hip, thumb hip, and with his alleged use of PEDs and just him overall being a douchebag. We just never had a chance. And for Joe Girardi to coax close to 90 wins, over 85 wins out of that squad, I mean, that's just, it was nothing short than miraculous, in my opinion.
I definitely, and, you know, have to give it up to Girardi, but also the rest of the players, you know what I mean, on that team, because it's probably easy to, you know, want to mail it in when you don't have a bunch of superstars out there on the field. But, they held on strong for as long as they could throughout their, you know, until the end of the regular season, they held on as long as they could. But I definitely think that there really wasn't much. You couldn't have expected them to do any better, you know, from the beginning of the season than they did.
Right.
I mean, they exceeded expectations. I mean, they finished, you know, a little, you know, they finished, I guess, ahead of Toronto, second to last in the East, but they really played better than that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I know there's a lot of talk about Girardi leaving and everything, which, I hope he doesn't, because I like to watch the Yankees with Girardi as manager, but who knows? You know, Jeter. Who knows how long Jeter's going to have, if he's going to come back at all, and I don't know if it's definite that Robinson Cano was asking for $300 million. Is that is that for real on the books or?
Yeah, he's
I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. We're going with technical difficulties. these perils of using that, you know, and obviously, you know, we all know right now that conventions aren't as automatic as we like, so it's going to cause us to be able to get a better reception. So we're going to try that again. So, Lauren, you're back?
I'm back, but you're still in and out, so it must be you.
I'll tell you what, as far as as far as my favorites of out of the AL and the NL, going to the playoffs before the last few weeks of the season, I thought LA was going to run away with the NL, put it in my opinion. I thought they were on such a roll. Yasiel Puig was doing his thing when he was focused. And Clayton, is it Kershaw? Kershaw was doing his thing, was dealing. He's a favorite for the MVP and the Cy Young. And, you know, all those boys getting healthy again. The swag was back. But they kind of stumbled down the stretch. I mean, granted, they weren't really challenged in the last month of the season. But I still have faith in the Dodgers. I still think the NL is the Dodgers to lose. And, you know, I think it's either going to be, frankly, either St. Louis or L.A., and I'm going with L.A. in the NL.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going with the Braves. I think the Braves are going to make it to the World Series. I got them knocking off the Dodgers. I just feel like the Dodgers haven't really, like you said, like, towards the end, they haven't been challenged. I think it's good that they came back from the basement that they were in initially, but they really, you know, the other teams that they had to play to get there, they really weren't challenged that much. So I think the Braves are gonna represent the National League in the World Series. And you didn't talk about the AL yet, but.
Yeah, I hadn't talked about the AL yet. Because the AL has me a little bit perplexed, if you will. I thought, like, even with Boston just running away with it in the AL this year, I thought that the Tigers were really doing their thing. I thought the Tigers were riding the wave of Miguel Cabrera's swing.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Justin Verlander wasn't really himself this year, I like the pitcher staff. I like the other kid. I forget his name. I can't pronounce his name to save my life. But it's not funny enough. But at any rate, he was the true ace of the staff all season. And not Verlander. And they're well managed by, of course, your boy, Jim Leland. But there's something about Oakland. I can't really put my finger on them. It's like Oakland's one of those squads. If you look at them on paper, if you look at the resources, the lack of, and you can say the same thing about Tampa, really, to be honest with you, you know, if you realize it with yourself. But something about Oakland, something about those cats. I mean, that they have no business going to the playoffs, let alone winning the AL West, and doing it in dominating fashion. And they're the ultimate extra. I just don't know what to expect from those guys. So I'm really, it's like a toss up in the AL right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's because, you know, Oakland's on the West Coast, and, you know, I barely watch a lot of their games. It surprised me that, you know, Bartolo Colon, he came back from, and he was in, you know, PED exile for a while too. And, you know, he came back strong, like he was still on PEDs. I mean, he looked like he on something. I don't know what he's on, but he's definitely still pitching, you know, at a really high level for as long as he's been in baseball. So I don't know what to expect from them, but I'm excited to watch them play the Tigers, and I think that they're going to beat the Tigers. I mean,
wow.
I think that last year, I mean, I was really disappointed that the Tigers really just took an L in the World Series like that last year, and I don't know what it is with them either. Sometimes it feels like they lack some intensity too. So I don't know. We'll see. Oakland is a scrappy team. So I don't know. But I'm kind of edging towards, I hope Oakland kind of beats the Tigers. I just want to see some new faces. You know what I mean?
Right.
Winning in the postseason. So I want to go with Oakland beating the Tigers. But you know, I already said the Red Sox are going to win it, everything. So whoever the Red Sox play, I think
they'll be painful to hear. That's painful to hear. Yet again, I know. That's so painful, man. I can't stomach a third Red Sox World Series win. I mean, some of my good friends that I work with are Red Sox fans, are Bostonians. I hear them on Facebook a lot talking trash. I'm like, oh, don't let this happen to me again. Lord Jesus, don't let it happen again. But I'll tell you what. As unsure as I am about the AL, and granted, it's a fucking toss-up to me, like, as far as Boston and Oakland are concerned, to be honest with you. Because, Oakland, I'm still perplexed by them. I don't know how in the hell they've been winning, to be honest with you. But, I mean, Boston, unfortunately, does stand the best, probably perhaps the best chance to come out of the AL. But I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to stay outside the box. I'm wrong with the Dodgers. Another team I grew up hating, believe it or not. But I'm wrong with the Dodgers. I like the swagger. I think they'll get the mojo back once the postseason starts. Well, truly starts, I should say. That's the divisional series round. And, you know, I like the role they were on the last half of the season. And they stumbled, like I said, they stumbled a bit at the end. I think more or less that's because they took the foot off the gas. Because let's face it, who else was going to challenge them in the NL West? No one. So once they won it, I think they just win the cruise control. But I love their swagger. I really love the swagger. I love their pitching staff. And I'm all with the Dodgers. And God forbid we have a Dodgers-Boston World Series. Two teams I hate the most going for it, but I see it happening.
All right. Okay. So basically you got the Dodgers. You got the Dodgers playing who? And you don't know.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, I agree with you. I'm going with Boston. I have been going against Boston in the World Series.
Okay, and I got the Braves playing Boston in the World Series. So we're going to see.
We'll see. And hopefully, if those two teams do match up in the World Series, how about the Dodgers and the Red Sox? I hope to God that the earth swallows both teams, chews up the Red Sox, barely spits back up the Dodgers so the Dodgers can pick up the World Series trophy. But in all seriousness, I think the American League really is a stronger league. And, even though on paper that they should be whoever comes out the NL, I just think that whoever the AL representative is going to be so beat the hell up. Because because the competition is much fiercer in my opinion than the National League.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, the Tigers did get swept last year. I don't know. I think the National League has some good competition. I just think that this was a strange year. I think this was definitely a strange year. A lot of different things happened. So, it's going to be fun to watch.
Right, indeed. Well, one last question before let's go. Since you've been a great soldier, like through the whole technical difficulties thing tonight, I appreciate that. What team do you see who didn't make the playoffs this year? You could go both leagues, just one league. It doesn't matter. That you think is going to make some noise next year. That came in a little bit on the radar this season, but it's going to really put together next season. In your opinion?
I don't know what Washington's going to do. I think Baltimore's going to be back next year. I think Baltimore's going to be back. And I'm going to tell you what. I had a little soft spot in my heart for Kansas City Royals at the beginning of at the beginning of the season, and even during the season. I mean, because they beat some teams this year.
Yes,
and
they
so
did.
I'm gonna go with Kansas City. I think next year I think they might be able to do something, you know, because Cleveland, you know, it's iffy with Cleveland. The White Sox, I don't have any hope for the White Sox next year.
Right.
I don't know much about the Twins, but they never seem to do
no
anything.
No one does.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Kansas City next year. I think they're going to make it either a wild, you know, a wild card spot most likely, but I'm going to go with the Royals.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the Royals. Great minds think alike, I suppose. I love the way the run. I love the way the manager, Ned Yost, did his thing. I like the fact that they just came on strong out of nowhere in the second half and made some noise. Challenge for a wild card spot to the last week of the season. I'm going to look out for those boys next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And it's good to see them good again. Like, good again too. It seems like this was the bizarre season, you know what I'm saying? It's like the Pirates made the playoffs for the first time forever. Kansas City made a threatening run to the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, it's just been crazy, but it's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I've been keeping my eye on the playoffs. Hey, thanks a lot, Lauren. Thanks to, thanks a lot for hanging in there through the technical difficulties crap and delivering one hell of a baseball podcast. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I really appreciate it, and thanks for letting this be my first time and hopefully not my last time.
You got that right, because I'll be calling you back now, hopefully on a better line, but I'll call you back anyway.
Okay, I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks.
All right, peace out. Peace out, sister.
All right.
All right, y'all, that was Lauren. That was Lauren. We're breaking down the Major League Baseball season this past year, including the playoffs. Check out on Twitter at Lauren is Live. At Lauren is Live, I should say. It's been fun, and like I said, it's kind of close to calling American League, but like I said, National League and the rest of the playoffs and throughout the World Series, I'm going with the Dodgers. Like I said, Yasiel Puig, Clayton Kershaw and company, y'all better do your thing and make me look good. But for now, the time is up. You've been listening to the Clown Hour. Thank you all very much. And until next time, send you a quick old shit. I'm out. Nice.